At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Right now, 9 minutes to go. Virginia making it a little closer with Colorado State, but still, CSU leads at 47-29. We'll have more in this game coming up in a second. However, joining us on the hotline right now, a man who does not know of the history he and I both share, but he's going to find out right now. Wagner College head coach Donald Copeland. Wagner, moving on after that defeat of Howard tonight. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I want to tell you that, you know, you and I share because a little bit before you were born, I was winning acting awards at Wagner College camps during the summer. I went there 4 years in a row. I'm from Staten Island. I grew up there, man. I got Wagner College in my blood.
Okay, we got to get you something up in the Hall of Fame room then, if that's the case.
Absolutely. You know, hey, 1979, best actor at the we did the end of summer camp play, and I won it. And I think I won more than Fran Drescher and Robert Loggia. I think I'm feeling pretty good right now.
That's pretty good, man. I got to bring that up for you guys right now.
Hey, I'm just talking to a guy. But I grew up there. I went to Curtis. Congratulations on one of the biggest moments in Staten Island sports history. Congratulations.
No, thank you so much, man. I'm really happy we were able to do it because, I mean, you know as well as anybody how supportive they are, especially of Staten Island, but of the college as well, man. So it's really special.
So tell me, what's going through? You guys had a big lead. Howard's able to knock it down. That last possession, they take a couple of shots that don't go. Tell me the emotions. What's going through your head while you're watching that?
No, I think, you know, I expected them to come back. You know, I did not expect to keep that team down double digits. We talked about it at halftime. Honestly, I told these guys that's a championship level program. They're not going to go away. Expect them to come back. Expect things to not go well for you. That's when our culture needs to be shown right there. And I thought my guys did a good job of it. You know, the end moments, we didn't execute great offensively against their press, the trap. I thought they did a really good job. And then they got some transition baskets, which were big momentum plays for them, especially in a comeback. But, you know, we executed to get the ball in bounds. We got it to the guy we wanted, which is Julian Brown, to get fouled. He stepped up, made free throws. And then, you know, we just made him miss the last couple of possessions. I know they got a wide open one, but the other ones were pretty covered. So we were just fortunate one of those didn't go in.
Coach, you experienced the tournament as a player. How much of that helped in getting guys prepared for this night tonight?
A little bit, because I was able to talk to them about just what the experience is going to be. It's going to be great. I want them to enjoy it. I'm so happy that they are. But at the same time, that the team you're playing is going to be ready to go. They're going to be just as excited as you. So you're not getting a team that's coming out flat or not ready. So you have to find that in you right now to continue to be what we've been and give yourself to the preparation. And I thought my guys did a good job of that.
So what does it feel like? The team was on national television, you know, tonight, getting to see the game. Are you guys going to go back and watch the game? Like, what's your big plan for tonight?
Well, we're waiting to catch a flight right now because we have to get to Charlotte for the 2:45 game. So I don't think we have time to look at ourselves right now and celebrate this win. We got to move on and try to get as prepared as we can for a really good North Carolina team. So that's where the focus is going to be right now.
Oh, well, I'm already taking you in my bracket to beat North Carolina. Yeah. So yeah, that is cinch. It's already there.
Coach, he busted out the Sharpie earlier.
We're gonna try not to let you down, man. They're really good, man. They're as good as advertised. I'm starting to learn them right now. I mean, I've already begun watching them, but that's as good as a team in the country for sure.
Have you heard from anybody yet? Is your phone blowing up after the win tonight?
Yeah, I haven't been able to get to everybody. I mean, I looked at my phone. I as you can imagine, a lot of support from a lot of people. I was able to speak to my parents, my father, my mother. I spoke to Coach Hurley. We talked for a little while. You know, outside of that, it's been real text messages. I talked to Bashir Mason. You know, we had a moment. I talked to Dwayne Lee, who's an assistant coach at GW. We grew up together. So it's been fun so far, man.
Now, it's great. You know, you played under Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's High School. You know, you won 2 state titles. I think you should, next time you call him, say, hey, and we're going to kick the crap out of UConn. If we just, they've got to stay out of our way now.
No, he's got a root for Danny. I know that. He's very proud of Danny. But Coach Hurley and I have always remained in contact throughout the years, man. I know he's happy for me and how I'm doing it. You know, more importantly, bigger than the wins, I think, you know, definitely how we do it. I think he couldn't be more proud about it.
Let's think, Coach. Year 2 NCAA appearance, as Jason said, national TV and in the eyes of the world, because you're the first to stamp a win in this year's tournament. I mean, that's got to feel good on so many levels.
It does, man. It really does. And I'm really happy for the players, man, because, you know, this is what you come to college for, which is why you want to play in college, to play on this stage, NCAA tournament, you know, and the fact that we got to be the first team, one of the first two teams playing. I thought that was big for them because they don't get these opportunities a lot. I was just glad that they came out and played the right way. And that was good to see. That was comforting for me.
And in closing, Coach, I'm already planning the parade route from Grimes Hill along Forest Avenue. All right, we'll get out to the mall, and then we'll kind of turn. So I'm already planning that parade route for you. So when you know, I'll let you know everything's going to go.
No, definitely. Thank you. We got to map that out because it gets a little crowded, especially in these moments right now.
Oh, awesome, congratulations, coach. Donald Copeland, head coach, Wagner College Seahawks, getting ready for what will be a huge upset of the North Carolina Tar Heels. You heard it here first. Coach, congratulations. Say hi to the guys. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you after you beat North Carolina.
All right. Hey, thank you.
There you go. Go get him, coach. Good luck with the prep.
What a good dude, man.
He's great.
What a good dude. What a good bit.
Oh, fantastic. And your love of...
And now he's going to mention me to the team. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, but, like, we appreciate whenever we get to this time of year, right? We get...
Like Paul Rudd and the Royals, it's me and Wagner College, man. How about that?
Are you going to show up with, like, a full suit, like a sweatsuit on, like Rudd does for the Chiefs and stuff?
Put me in the Wagner College Hall of Fame.
I love it.
I'm going but to
you
the
need to,
Wagner
you need to
Hall
find a picture from that 79
I,
play.
I gotta find my ribbon.
We gotta go find that
I gotta
that
find
data.
My ribbon. Yes, I know.
Because what if you find the ribbon and now you're a second place guy?
No. I won. Best actor.
Like,
I mean,
it was an honor to be nominated. Come on.
It's an honor to be nominated. What do we give Jason? He's a loudmouth. Just give him best actor. That's fine.
He's going to raise hell if he doesn't win. Coach Copeland's great. Like, and you and I, for the decade we've been doing this on air, it's one of my favorite time of year, not only because of all the games and the chaos, and if you're happy going to a bar or to getting friends together, or you're out in Vegas or whatever. I mean, it's a party that carries over. But we always get a few luminaries to stop by throughout the tournament, both men and women's. We've had a cavalcade of stars come through, and Coach Copeland is the first to punch the ticket to the next round, but also to join us here at Fox Sports Radio. Always love saluting the victors, and a big game, right? Finishing off, they had a 17-point lead and said, look, they did a good job and pressed and went specific to it with all those possessions. The wide open look seemed like it upset him, like as he recounted it.
Yeah.
But it didn't fall, so you get the victory and you succeed and proceed.
And I got to be honest, if they blew that game, we wouldn't be talking about, hey, I can't. They blew
Coach, you still got to come on.
They blew that lead. That was a tough lead. That was a tough lead to blow right there. But Wagner, I got the parade route. We're going to go by Pal Joey's.
That's good.
We'll get to the mall.
You were going to drop a couple of food places in there.
Well, no, because some of the food places have changed. But like the big landmarks, like Pathmark, where I worked in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll send the parade right by Pathmark. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think we should have regaled him with some of your melon stories from your time at Pathmark.
No, I don't think he needed those stories. I don't think he needed any of those stories. No.
The stuff that your coworkers were doing.
Oh, start at Grimes Hill, come down and go out. Oh, yeah.
So you got it all figured out.
Yeah, buddy. I forgot about this, that I didn't know how long, because I have very small memories of it, but when my mom and dad were together, and I was really young, I was like one or two, like we lived on Grimes Hill. We lived right near where a lot of the people who went to Wagner College would live. Like, we right out of college, my parents had me like right out of school. So they're 21, 22, and I'm, you know, 1 or 2 years old. And we're living at Grimes Hill, where, you know, right next door and around the corner from where a lot of people who go to the college are. So my dad said today, he goes, how much do you remember about living there? I go, oh, not really. I don't remember a lot.
Were there a lot of hippies?
Yeah. No, come on, man. This was the early 70s. Everybody was on to Starsky and Hutch and Star Trek and everything else. That was gone, man.
Starsky and Hutch was gone.
Everybody, they're on to other things. That's how it went.
There you go.
Right now, 6.5 to go in the second half. I'd like to say the game has gotten closer. Again, I'd like to say that, but it hasn't. Colorado State leads Virginia 55-33.
This one's really opened up.
Now the question is, okay, I asked you this question before, and you declined, you would have won money. When they had 14 points, and there was four minutes to go before halftime.
The under before half.
I said, are they getting to 20? They did not. Here they are now with 6 minutes to go in the game. Okay. They're losing 55-33.
Yeah.
Does Virginia get to 40?
Yeah.
They get to 40,
oh,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
They get to 40. You're sure about that?
I don't know what 3-point shots like.
You're sure about that?
That looked like me.
I just watched.
That looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I just watched an air ball
Rain
three.
Man!
An air ball three and one off the back of the rim like it was going to knock it down.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get to 40? Okay.
Yeah, I still got almost 6 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you had a lot of time.
At some point, Colorado State's going to just start dancing around with the victory. So they'll get a couple of easy buckets down the stretch.
Yeah. Oh, so you think that's what it's going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be like a couple of, it's not that big a deal.
They count, but they don't really count.
They still got to make them, though. I mean, they still got to make them.
Oh, shake and bake, baby. Let's go.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, quick reminder, speaking of the NCAA tournament, fill out your tourney brackets now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts like Mike and I and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 graduate hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel card, and a basketball football swag bag. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. And now I have to. I got to go back in the beta version of my bracket, which I'm not 100% official on yet, because you never know what could next couple of wait another day. I got to go back. I got to change Wagner, because now Wagner won. I got to change Wagner to beating North Carolina. I got to do that.
And while you work on your beta bracket, are you going to play the beta band in the background?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can do that too.
Going back to high fidelity.
Yeah. And I'll watch something on a Betamax.
Like, I like this. I like the cut of your jib. Way to take the joke to
the big,
another
the
surface.
The big top loading, the Betamax.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out.
And you had to wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like watching something out of Star Trek.
Yeah. It's like watching a vending machine. Like, I press a button. You got to wait. Wait a second. Yeah. Wait another couple of seconds. Then it turns. It drops your food. Okay, great. Now I got it.
I think I'm going to buy my own vending machine.
I'm
going to start getting into that business.
But is it going to be, are you going to buy your own vending machine and you're still going to have to put money in it, or will it be a free vending machine where you just press a button and it comes out?
Well, I was thinking that I would make it part of the ever-growing suite of Harman products. That why can't I own some vending machines? And now they make vending machines that'll do trading cards. So maybe you get the urge in between one of your segments. You talk about the Jets. You say, you know what? I'm going to try to get this Jets card out of this pack of football cards.
You're going to do that for your personal property? You're going to have like vending machines that are out other places. Get them? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you were going to buy one to put in your house.
No.
Go to the vending machine and get stuff. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go, yeah, go. Yeah, yeah, you got any snacks? Go to the vending machine.
Mike Harmon's
actually, that's a pretty good move.
Mike Harmon's vending machine has Coke Zero, Cheetos, Donruss from 1995. You get a bunch of pack of cards there. That's your vending machine. The eclectic vending machine of Mike Harmon.
That's right. So you can go and get your
purple shorts.
I got the Diamond Kings. And if you're in an emergency, here's purple headphones and purple shorts.
Afghan wig CDs.
Whatever it is.
There you go. Very nice. So there it is. Hey, we were going to get to NFL, but we got Coach on the line.
Yeah, it was great.
First win of the NCAA tournament goes to Wagner College and Donald Copeland. Wagner College basketball on top of the world right now.
How about that? Second year at the school. Young coach played in a couple of NCAA tournaments back with Seton Hall. So, kind of a program shifter here.
And he's going to mention me. Like, I'm like Paul Rudd and Kansas City.
You're not going to believe the jackass I just talked to you on
Wagner
radio.
College. It's me and Wagner College.
How about that?
Look at that,
nice,
huh?
Bo. Nice hookup.
Yeah,
Way to go, buddy.
That was fantastic. If you missed that interview, I want to get it again. It goes up in our Best Of podcast. It goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Again, right after the show is over, bang, you can hear it. Rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever again. You missed Donald Copeland or any of the other content Mike and I provide for you, which we love providing for you on a nightly basis.
Every damn night.
So while Virginia struggles to get to 40, coming up next, we'll get into a big NFL story from today. And I'm telling you, everybody, like they say, sports talk radio, everybody's got to disagree on stuff. I got something that I am sure every single person,
okay,
you, Bo, who is here, Mark, everybody will agree. Listeners, everybody will agree with what I have to
say. That's really a bold proclamation.
Yeah, how about
that? Punch.
Yeah.
All right.
F&A, Cotton. F&A.
Let's go.
It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Donald Copeland, everybody else ever went to Wagner College, and Jason Smith, best actor 1979 at Wagner College Summer Camp. Congratulations to the Seahawks. Your surprise, 2024 NCAA champions. I can't believe it either. Oh, Wagner College.
There you are.
You know what I like? We had Donald Copeland on, Wagner College head coach, man. You like how the first, like, 2 minutes of the interview I made it about me? Hey, you know,
really
I went to
job.
Wagner.
I have a connection.
Wagner.
You need to go there.
He's like, you going to ask me? He's probably like, are you going to ask me about the game? Like, okay, that's great. That's great.
I'm going to get there, coach. It's a long road to show the connective tissue here that we have. Let's go.
But to show you just how big the madness of March extends, our next guest joining us now on the hotline. All the way across the globe in South Korea, where he is just hours away from opening day in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani's first game as a Dodger. He spent time today putting up video on his Twitter account of him sinking threes.
Rain Man!
When I first saw it, I thought, wow, this is really good. All bunch of threes in a row. No, there's a lot of editing going on. But they all went in the hoop. It is MLB Network insider extraordinaire, John Paul Morosi. JP, what's happening, bud? Uh-oh.
I was a decent high school combo guard, and so I wanted to at least put it out there here as we fuse together the baseball season and the basketball season on this very momentous occasion here in Seoul. I'm hoping, actually, that from my unedited version of my shooting here at a gym in Seoul today, that the local Seoul basketball team, if they need a guard off the bench – say, hey, John, don't leave yet. Don't leave South Korea yet. I know you're loving it here. Don't leave yet. We may have a 10-day contract for you to be a combo guard for a while. So I'm holding out hope that I can stay here for a little while longer.
Yeah, you could be like playing with Stephon Marbury and guys like that that have been out of the NBA for who knows?
Like I said, I can hang. We won. You were talking about your glory days at Wagner. We did win one intramural basketball championship at Harvard. So I have one ring to my resume.
All right, here we go. Now, look, no rings tomorrow, but what's it been like in Seoul the last couple of days, getting ready for this, the atmosphere? What's been going through?
Love it. Two great days of exhibition games that I was able to attend, so I got a chance to experience the ballpark. And as you may have seen already, we've got cheerleaders down
the
baseline. leading the songs that they sing for each individual player, for whom typically the name of the player is the refrain of the song. And so I cannot wait to hear what it sounds like when the name is Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman or Shohei Ohtani. I know what it sounds like when they cheer for Ha-Sung Kim, but I want to hear the melody for all the English names, because I think that's going to be a really fun feature. Just everything about the coming together of really three great cultures. You've got the North American baseball culture plus the Japanese baseball culture with Shohei and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and then, of course, the Korean baseball culture with Ha-Sung Kim leading the Padres. I was there at the Gangnam Station yesterday seeing an incredible advertisement for this series up there on one of the skyscrapers downtown. It's just, it is so special to feel baseball taking over this beautiful city, and it's been an extraordinary experience that I can't wait to see what the next couple days are going to bring.
JP, rock stars would, I guess, be the way to describe it, all the videos, and certainly you know, the number of people that are coming up and patting you on the back for all your work on MLB Network, I'm sure.
I've actually experienced that a little bit.
I would say
there's a fairly big gap between the popularity of, say, Shohei and his family, and then me. But I did visit a spring training game here yesterday at the Jamshil Stadium, which is actually where the 1988 Olympic baseball tournament took place, with a young American pitcher by the name of Jim Abbott being one of the stars for Team USA back then. And I went to an exhibition game there yesterday between the LG Twins and the Kiwoom Heroes, and a fan walked up to me and said, "Hey, you work for MLB Network?" I said, "I do." And so that was probably my one interaction. But I tell you what, beautiful experience riding the Metro around here yesterday. I visited the 2002 World Cup Soccer Stadium, which is actually going to host tomorrow evening a World Cup qualifier between South Korea and Thailand. So we're going to have literally a sports fan's dream. If you love soccer, and if you love baseball as I do, there is no better place to be this week in the entire world than where I am right now in Seoul, South Korea. And to me as well, you think about the pitching matchup tonight, we're going to have Yu Darvish on the mound facing Ohtani for the first time ever. They're friends, of course, teammates on Team Japan. They have never faced each other in that setting, with Ohtani in the batter's box and Darvish on the mound. Never. It's never happened before. And then you've got Tyler Glass now starting for his hometown favorite team, Dodgers. And you think about Tyler and growing up as a Dodger fan not far from Dodger Stadium. He gets his first opening day start for the Dodgers, and it's in Seoul, South Korea. So what an amazing experience, a unique one for Tyler and his family as well.
Going back, you bring up the pitching matchups. How do you expect, you know, the starters to be used, since we're starting a week earlier than the rest of Major League Baseball in terms of openers here, JP? Are we going to see Dave Roberts going to the pen a bunch, and more chanting and songs from the people along the sidelines?
Right, so I would say this. The chanting and songs, I can promise, that's going to happen. And actually, Tyler said earlier this week that he would love to see more of the KBO fan atmosphere make its way back across the Pacific and be part of the way that we watch games at Dodger Stadium this season. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But I think you ask a really good question about where we're at with pitching. I would say starting pitchers now, if they're efficient, can probably still be in the 5 to 6 inning range. But one thing to be mindful of here is that the 26-man rosters that were set just within the last couple hours, they don't have to have all of their starting pitchers on that roster. So it's almost like how you see typically a wild card game roster set for the postseason, where Dylan Cease, for example, is going to be a huge part of the Padres this year, but he's not on the roster because they don't need him to start one of these two games. So that allows them to get an extra relief pitcher on there. So there's enough bullpen depth for both teams, guys, that I would say we could see the starters. If they give you five solid, 5 1/3, I think that's more than enough, given where they're at in their progression and how much bullpen support you have.
Now, JP, I'm not going to allow you to dodge the big question, because I remember when we spoke to you last week, you said you were going to take that 13-hour flight and you were going to take language lessons. What have you been able to pick up? What can you say? What can you do? What can you get by with now?
Okay, here we go. So I know how to say hello, 안녕하세요, thank you, 감사합니다, and then to say nice to meet you, which I've been practicing a lot, 만나서 반갑습니다. So I've at least got three go-to sayings that I've been repeating over and over again, but that actually gets you quite far, I have found. And then I actually, coffee, which I ask for a lot because I love it, is a copie. So it's a little bit different, copie instead of coffee, but copie. So I've been practicing how to say coffee quite often, I would say this, the gap between my Korean knowledge currently and where it would need to be approximates roughly what I described to you as the difference between the celebrity of Shohei and the celebrity of me.
See,
these are quite large gaps, I would say, my friend.
See, but here's the thing, JP, is I didn't think of this until after. I could have saved you all kinds of time, and I could have gotten to open every door in South Korea for you. Ready? The only phrase you needed to learn. This is the only phrase. You don't need to say hello, thank you. The only phrase you need to learn was how to say, I'm related to Otani. That's all you have to say. That's all I have to say. Otani's the biggest star in the world. I'm related to Otani. Boom, that's all. What do you need? What do you need?
He is, but let me tell you this. In Korea, I'd be really curious to see in terms of Instagram followers, Twitter followers, who has more followers within Korea? Otani or the noted K-pop sensation BTS?
Oh, dude, if you could. Yeah.
I think BTS probably has the greater following.
Sure.
And my goal is to borrow some of the cool of BTS while I'm here.
Oh, nice. That's a pretty outstanding move. Hey, how much bootleg merchandise? Any kind of series like we have here in the States, JP, there'd be people hawking everything under the sun. You seen any of that around the city, or is that not as encouraged as it is here?
I would also say, as a broadcaster for MLB Network, please visit the MLB shop to buy all your officially licensed merchandise. I would also say this, that while I was at the Lotte Mall and the Lotte Tower yesterday, there is, and anyone that's visited Seoul could probably affirm this, there is an extraordinary amount of luxury items here. Bulgari and Gucci and all these amazing luxury brands. And it's interesting. I made a really big mistake, guys. I got to tell you this. At one point in time, I asked my wife, hey, sweetheart, what can I pick up for you there? And she said, please, John, buy me a really nice bag. I said, oh, I should not have asked this question.
Uh-oh.
Because not only is that item, not only is it too expensive, I have completely zero confidence in myself that I would choose the right one. So, guys, I am in a very, very difficult circumstance. And so I would, the good news is she's sleeping right now, and so she's not hearing this conversation. I really have no idea what I'm going to do. So if you guys want to just follow up with me and text me later on with some support, words of encouragement,
yeah,
I'll take them, because I am completely bewildered as to what I should do.
Well, I can help you right now. Just so you know, this may be a helper just going into stuff. Gucci is G-U-C-C-I, not G-U-C-H-I. Just so you know. So you don't get taken advantage. You know, you got to go to the right places. G-U-C-C-I.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm the guy now getting Italian lessons from Jason Smith. I appreciate that, Well done.
He's more into the brand management of it all, JP. But for you, you know, you love to cover the World Baseball Classic and all those events, and obviously a man of the world picking up language as you do. You know, how transformative has this been for you, the few days you've been there, and just seeing what it's like around those squads?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really has been transformative, because you experience it, and I've learned this about my advice to everybody as we contemplate travel, even if it's within the United States, within North America, there's always the temptation to compare it to some other place or to say, well, how do you like it compared to this other location? My advice is to always never compare, My advice is to experience and appreciate each culture for what it is and for what it gives you. And here, I'll tell you this. I think you can learn a lot about a city when you take its public transportation and when you just walk and when you experience neighborhoods that are not the most touristy. And I would say that the people here are as gracious as any I've encountered in my travels around the world. The subway is incredibly clean, efficient, helpful, just an extraordinary amount of graciousness and welcoming that I've experienced. And all I can say is I would recommend highly, highly to anybody that can come here to make the trip, because it really is a very emotional experience for me to be here and to think about all the Korean Americans who have had an impact on my life, friends of mine, and those who have helped to grow so many different parts of American culture. And I've loved my time staying in Koreatown in LA before, which I've done. And so it's really special for me to be able to experience this and sort of return that visit and experience what makes Seoul and Korean culture so special. So and I'll say this too. The KBO started in 1982, so it's a very young league by any reasonable measure, and the amount of baseball growth that we've seen here in 4 decades, which is really a short amount of time in the grand fullness of time for baseball, is nothing short of extraordinary. I think the best is yet to come. We'll get a chance to experience Chan Ho Park throwing out the first pitch tonight. It's going to be a very, very special atmosphere at the Gochalk Sky Dome.
On Twitter, at John Morosi, that is at John Morosi, MLB Network insider John Paul Morosi from Seoul, South Korea, in advance of opening day in Major League Baseball, just a few short hours from now. JP, enjoy yourself, get some rest. Remember, Gucci is CC, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night as part of our big two-night visit with you in Seoul.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it, my friends. I really, really enjoy every conversation we have, especially when it spans the Pacific.
Take it easy, buddy. Have fun.
Enjoy the game, brother.
Thanks, guys. You too. Thanks so much.
You know, I forgot to ask, what time is it in South Korea right now? Like, what time is it? Like, is he going to bed and getting up? Like, what's, because no. The game's in like 6.5 hours, right?
Yeah, it starts at 3 a.m. our time.
Okay, so he's in the middle of the day then. He's okay then.
It is currently 12:38 p.m.
Okay, so he's fine then. All right, okay, making sure. The
Jason, Google, baby. Yeah!
What did we do before the internet?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wagner College is the best team. Okay. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Wagner College advances. Colorado State over Virginia advances. They win the game 64-8 over Virginia. Well, we got Nico Medved coming up next hour. Colorado State head coach, going to talk to him.
I really want to know the psychology of coaching a game where you never feel threatened. Coach, how do you keep your intensity players?
Big night. We had Donald Copeland on, head coach of Wagner. My Wagner Seahawks on earlier. We'll get Coach Medved on coming up next hour. But, you know, with the Jets today signing Mike Williams, big news in the NFL. Now I feel like, okay, the conversation when it comes to Aaron Rodgers has gotten back towards football. The RFK plot line is kind of withered away a bit. Reports came out over the weekend that he's not going to be selected. Likely the whole thing with him and Ventura, you know, look, to get some heat on the RFK Jr. campaign running as an independent. And then you had all the stuff going on with the Sandy Hook comments and stuff that he kind of walked back but didn't really. There was so much said and unsaid in his statement about Sandy Hook. But this is where I say I think you and everybody can agree with what I'm going to say right now about Aaron Rodgers. We all, me, you, we all need a break from this guy. We need a break from him for a while. We need a break. We've been hot and heavy with Rodgers for over 2 years. Even when he was injured this year, is he coming back? What's he coming back? He's still on Tuesday making headlines. Aaron Rodgers has stirred the pot unlike anybody in sports in the last few years. All of a sudden, since the first day he said, I don't know if I want to be in Green Bay, Rodgers has been front burner news. But now it's gotten with all the weird stuff and the vice presidency and now his conspiracy theories. And I know I've had it. And I've had it up to here, and I think everybody else is agree. It's time for just a break. Can you just stay? Can you just hang loose for the rest of this spring into the summer, and not come out with some kind of stuff that everybody's got to address? The Jets have to address the people, because I think we all need a break from him.
You know, it's
break
funny
from the Aaron Rodgers headlines.
It's one of those things. Like, say you go to a concert. I don't know. You go see U2. You go see
at the Sphere.
Sphere or wherever.
Okay.
Or you go see Eddie Vedder, or you go see, there's a number of artists. Go on down the line.
To
where you love the songs, but you know at some point you're going to get a speech or a message about something.
Mm.
You can't complain once you came in.
Like in The Simpsons when you two started to get the, here he goes, he's going to talk about this again.
But that was the joke, right? The garbage man can. Yeah. Exactly. But it was that idea that you're going to get that. With Aaron Rodgers, much the same. I think he's a fascinating dude, kind of deep thinker. You know, look, I don't have to agree with him. And certainly, you know, as you go deeper down into conspiracy theories and stuff, I'll take the exit ramp off that. I'm good. But he's a guy that is going to speak his mind. And isn't that what we always want for our athletes and coaches and everybody else? And then we get too much of it. See, I had no problem tuning him out. I don't watch McAfee. So unless it was something we were going to end up having to address on the show, I didn't see it. I didn't seek it out. Yeah, he was in my timeline. You know what I did? Skip. No, not Skip Bayless, but skip right past those videos. I don't need to watch it because I don't care. But like when it did traverse back into an area we either had to talk about because it was football related or because it became part of a national narrative that you can't just ignore. Again, you being Jets guy and Aaron Rodgers being such a big figure in sports. But you know what comes with the package. And I think that's always been the case, right? When he did speak, even years ago, wasn't a guy that colored inside the lines. And then for years talking about retirement and all that other crap. But that's the kind of thing. It's like, if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, right? If I want to go see U2 and then Dave Grohl's up in the upper deck singing along to Beautiful Day, I know eventually I'm going to be talking about the environment or something that, you know, he's going to go off on a tangent before I get another song. And Aaron Rodgers is very much that same thing.
He's exhausting. He is absolutely exhausting. And this is, it's not that, It's not that suddenly I feel like Aaron Rodgers. No, he's still got the attention of everybody. But this last week, I see there to be a big sea change where it's, you know what, dude, just stay out of the headlines for a while. Stay out of the headlines. Live your life for a bit, and then hey, give us the rest of free agency and the draft, and we're off in June, and you're off with hanging out with Miles Teller and going
off
on vacation,
Costa Rica or wherever.
Then come
is.
Back. Then give us some time away. And then we'll be okay to, you know, then we'll welcome you back to the top of the headlines when you come back for a summer camp with the Jets.
Yeah, go figure out some topics to talk about.
Yeah. It's like when you have family you love that comes to visit with you and they stay for like 2 weeks and you're like, okay, they can't come back for a while. But then after like a year, hey, it's okay that they come back. You know, but for a little bit, hey, don't think about coming back.
It's funny, running joke with friends of mine and even family. It's like, Harmon's got a 72 hours thing. After 72 hours, he doesn't need you around anymore.
Hey, okay, I think you can
running
agree.
Clock, let's go.
We all need a break from Aaron Rodgers. Twitter at @AbbottaFresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, more NFL and big stuff out of the NCAA tournament. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.